invited to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. They are free, and you can actually control the content of the site. That's the main feature, where if you find something that you think's interesting, you want to share with us and share with our listeners, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl Perry joining us, courtesy of fpp.cc, as we jump into the news. Of course, as I said, we'll take your calls about anything you want. I got a follow-up story on an old piece of news that, I don't know, we haven't talked about for years, I think. And it's out of Australia, so international story here, where Australia, according to the AP, is abandoning its mandatory internet filter plan. Story out of Canberra, the Australian government has abandoned its five-year-old pledge to mandate a filter blocking child pornography and other objectionable internet content. You know, like websites that might question the government, for instance.
Yeah, well, when you mentioned this to me before the show, I asked, so is this some kind of filter, sort of like CISPA? And you said, you know, this has been around for a while. And CISPA is Child Internet Something Protection Act that's been trying to get pushed through Congress.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the details on that. I know I've heard about it in the past.
Yeah, it's, you know, another way that they're trying to censor the internet, all in the sake of protecting the children.
Well, this particular scheme, we talked about it years ago on Free Talk Live when it was originally proposed, and this particular scheme was going to be forced upon all internet service providers in Australia.
So basically a V-chip for the internet.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, essentially they would, you know, be checking your whatever website you requested would be checked against a list, and if it matched whatever was on that list, then it would be blocked. That was the original proposal here.
Yeah, and something else interesting about Australia, they passed a law, I believe it was last year or might have been earlier this year, to where pornography cannot have women with small breasts.
That's right, I remember that.
Because supposedly, you know, only underage girls have small breasts.
Right. Because that's why you can find A-cup bras in the women's section, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Communications Minister Stephen Conroy said Friday that instead of a compulsory filter being imposed, internet service providers have agreed to block 1,400 child abuse websites on Interpol's worst of list. Three of Australia's largest telecommunications companies, Telstra, Optus, and Primus, have been blocking the listed sites since 2010. We've actually reached an agreement with the industry to block child pornography, and we think that's a significant step forward, according to Australian Broadcasting Corp Radio. Critics said the proposed legislated filter would have put Australia on the same censorship league as China. Even the U.S. State Department expressed concerns about the proposed regulations, which would have been some of the most restrictive among the world's democracies. The new plan has a narrower focus on just child abuse. The government's proposed compulsory nationwide filter would also have banned a regularly updated list of sites that carries extreme violence, as well as detailed instructions in crime, drug use, or terrorist acts. Opponents argued the filter would slow internet speeds, erroneously block harmless sites, and restrict free speech. Anti-censorship campaigner Gertie Guy welcomed the government reversal. He said the new agreement will have little impact on the availability of child abuse material, which isn't traded on the open web. He told ABC that while this is much better result than any of the previous proposals the government has come up with, it's still really unlikely to do much good. So, you know, this is good news in that they aren't instituting a nationwide filtering scheme. But on the other hand, there still is something going on where they've got an agreement with the major internet providers, and they will be blocking some sites. There's no reason why those providers would not block whatever other sites the government came to them and asked them to block.
Right.
And but this is a step down from what they were originally proposing.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what kind of technology they're using, but I'm guessing they're probably using some kind of like meta tag filter of some sort to where, you know, if you search for child porn, then it's going to block those results. But if you search for something that's, you know, more harmless, I guess.
Like underwear advertisements.
Right. You could still wind up getting some things blocked.
Well, I don't know about that, Daryl. I mean, the way that I had understood this was that it was essentially going to just be a list. So, I mean, people that are seeking these sorts of things will still be able to find them.
They will find a way to get it.
That's what this expert here, this anti-censorship campaigner, is saying, that most of this material, he says, is not traded on the open web. You have to go...
So you're probably using open DNS or some kind of internet masking sort of software to where you're going to, you know, like... the dark alley of the internet.
Well, that would be Tor, and that's kind of one of the things that Tor is useful for, is anonymizing people's usage of the internet, taking websites from the public internet and actually making them only available on Tor, an anonymized service. So this scheme, this filtering scheme, is not going to be able to touch Tor. It's only going to affect the people that don't know what they're doing, right?
Right.
And I don't know how many of those folks it's actually going to affect. Because you would think that, I mean, I guess somebody who doesn't know any better could just type something like that in, and then maybe they would find themselves blocked, and that would flummox them, and they'd give up their search.
Yeah.
But it probably wouldn't be more than a Google search of, how do I find such and such in Australia? And somebody's going to put instructions up there. And there's no way for the government
unless that website is blocked, too.
Well, right, but there's no way for the government to keep up with all of that, right? Like, the centralized, stupid, slow bureaucracy of the state cannot keep up to date with all the new websites that are created. I mean, there are millions of sites probably created every day in this world.
That's why I was thinking they probably use something that uses, you know, meta filter information.
It's possible, but I haven't heard anything about that.
I know back in the 90s, there was a college in Pennsylvania that actually had to change their name because high school students were not able to access the college website from school,
mm-hmm.
because it got blocked by
the meta filter.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was Beaver College.
Beaver.
And the website at the time was beaver.edu.
Blocked for sexuality.
And it was blocked as being a porn site. So they changed, I think it's now Acadia University.
So they changed the name of the college?
They changed the name of the college. Because high school students could not visit the website at school because it was being blocked.
Wow.
Yeah. So, taxpayer money at work there.
The Internet Industry Association chief in Australia said that he was pleased the government has moved on from the filter plan and had narrowed its focus to just illegal child abuse. The Australian electoral lobby said the government's agreement with the ISPs fell short of its cyber safety pledge made during the 2007 election campaign, saying the government's decision not to legislate to the full extent of the committee is a great disappointment. This guy wants more government control. He wants more internet controls. But the opposition said the government realized it had no hope of getting the filter legislation through Parliament. The Greens Party, a key government ally, joined the opposition in condemning the mandatory filter proposal as a serious restriction of free speech. So it looked pretty scary on the horizon down there in Australia. It took them 5 years to get around to the point to decide they weren't going to do it. Because, again, government doesn't move very quickly. This proposal came about half a decade ago, and they hadn't implemented it unto this point, and now it won't be implemented. So that's good news. Good news for our listeners there in Down Under. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. We've got plenty more coming up, including an armed truck driving around the streets of an armored truck. It might be armed, too. Driving around the streets of St. Petersburg, Florida. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, Daryl's going to tell us about why no one's going to use a credit card in the very near future, apparently. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security, too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is here for you. It's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system awaits you with a bunch of listeners there who, you know, might just interact with you. You can talk to other folks that enjoy Free Talk Live over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoins. You can learn more about Bitcoins over at weusecoins.org. And when you are, when you finally have some Bitcoins, you might want to make them easily accessible, say, via your cell phone. And there are there's a handy website that can help you with that. It's blockchain.info. You go to blockchain.info. You can use their website on your regular computer, and it's got all kinds of features like allowing you to send bitcoins to anybody with an email address or a phone number. But also, it's got some mobile apps. You go to the mobile app store on Android, for instance. You can find the blockchain.info mobile app. There's also one for jailbroken iPhones, which allows you to have your access to your bitcoins anywhere you are. And that's a pretty cool feature. All the great features from blockchain.info are completely free. So head on over there and get started with your online Bitcoin wallet today. Take advantage of blockchain.info. As we continue here, Daryl, you were going to tell us, we'll talk about the armored truck here in a little bit, but you were going to tell us why no one's going to be using a credit card, within the next few years?
Yes, according to Popular Science, the headline of this article is, this is why nobody will use a credit card in a few years.
Okay, so is it the chipping thing? Is everybody going to get chipped? Is that what
it's coming to? No.
No.
And you actually touched on it when talking about the Bitcoin smartphones.
Uh-huh.
And just a quick side note before I read this article. Today is the Bitcoin birthday. Apparently,
really?
2 years ago today is when Bitcoin was registered on SourceForge.net.
SourceForge.
Yes. That one. 2 years ago today, and this is Bitcoin Friday. So find
Excellent.
Out BitcoinFriday.com.
And Bitcoin Friday is?
Today.
And that means?
Well, it celebrates the two-year birthday mm-hmm. of Bitcoin, and there are currently 65 merchants that are offering discounts to anyone that purchases with Bitcoin.
So give you an incentive to
yes.
buy with Bitcoin as opposed to FRNs, as
yes.
opposed to the Federal Reserve.
And then Blockchain and BitInstant are also participating, so they're probably doing discounts
mm-hmm.
on Bitcoins for anyone that purchases a Bitcoin. But getting into this article from Popular Science, and it came out 2 days ago, so this is very new information. It says Entertainment Weekly has twice now inserted an LCD screen into its paper magazine to show video ads.
That's what?
Yes.
Now, I'd heard about this technology, but it seemed to me unbelievable, as in it would be really expensive. But I guess they've really brought the cost down. I mean, if you can afford to print out, if you can afford to include an LCD screen in what is essentially a throwaway product.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes. And it says that's the growing pains that come with an entire medium that is going through an upheaval. You get those little half steps, a nod that, well, this thing we've used for a long time, it probably won't be around much longer. But that new thing may be scary or expensive or not quite ready yet, so let's try combining the two. A new credit card for MasterCard, as reported by the BBC, is going through those same growing pains. The card, first rolling out in Singapore before the rest of the world sees it, has a built-in grayscale LCD screen and number pad. MasterCard will mostly use those features for security purposes at first, though eventually they plan to roll out bonuses like loyalty rewards and coupons. Also today, and this is from yesterday, Starbucks announced the rollout of Square Wallet to 7,000 of its shops nationwide. Square Wallet is an app for smartphones that lets you use your phone to pay. It provides a QR code, which is scanned by the point-of-service machine. Square Wallet is just as secure. You can type in a security code on the phone even more easily than on a weird hybrid credit card. And it serves the purpose of moving us towards a wallet-free future much more effectively than MasterCard.
I wonder, though, I mean, I see where they're going with this, and it makes me wonder, are there going to be standards developed by the industry? Has that happened yet? I'm guessing it hasn't. I mean, so if I'm going to go to Starbucks.
It's not happened yet. It's
right.
still happening.
I know, but so part of the growing pains is going to be getting past. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, if that's happened already, that'd be a good thing. But right now, you know, if I'm going to go to Starbucks and I want to use my phone, I've got to have this other app. But does that app work at other locations? And how many other locations does it work at? Do I need to have a different app if I'm going to Walmart? Do I need to have 17 apps in order to be able to shop at 17 different stores?
Right.
Or is it going to be three apps? You know, I imagine there's only so many providers of this service.
Well,
so it's probably just a handful.
The article doesn't say how many different places are using this
right.
app called Square Wallet, which I'm sure that could be Googled very easily.
Yes.
But it says Square Wallet is actually an in-between technology. I think, and this is the guy writing this article, says, I think that near-field communication, or NFC,
mm-hmm.
will either be the tech or be the basis of the tech that eventually replaces credit cards. And they link to call a primer on NFC.
Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm going to guess that that is like the speed pass thing that the mobile has, for instance.
Very similar, yes.
You kind of wave something nearby, a sensor, and bing, it picks
right.
it up. Or, for instance, Mark, who is normally here on weeknights, he just got one of these fancy new Prius cars. And you don't even have to put a key in the ignition. As
yes.
long as you're sitting there,
you're good. There are actually a lot of cars where as long as you have the remote inside the car.
Yeah.
And it actually doesn't have to be inside the car. It has to be within, I think it's 50 feet
okay.
of the starter.
Huh.
Or, you know, the ignition switch. Because I worked at a car wash for a little over a year, and there would be people that they didn't want to leave the remote inside the car. So when we needed to crank the car, they would just come stand near the car,
mm-hmm.
and we could crank the car.
Interesting.
So it's probably very similar. And here's where what I think is the scary part. Some people are going to love this, but I think it's kind of scary. NFC payments let you simply tap your phone to a point of service machine
yeah.
rather than opening an app and scanning a visual code on the phone screen. It's more convenient and faster than a QR code.
So all somebody has to do is grab your phone, and then they can just go and pay places with
yes.
it without having to authorize anything.
Yes.
I guess in theory, you'll probably have to set up the app to do that. Maybe the default mode. I would guess that there probably will be security options for those who are conscious of those sorts of things, but that will make it easy because the average person, like, you know, the average person doesn't know to set a security code on their wireless router, for instance, so
right.
they're not going to know to set a security code on this.
Yeah, there's just a little bit more
we'll
to
share that
article.
Here in moments. 855-450-FREE. I pulled up the Square Wallet page here as well. And what do you know about all this? Feel free to share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about digital payments, and we'll continue that here in a moment. Some are suggesting, you know, these future-predicting types are suggesting that credit cards are going to go away in a couple of years. I think that's pretty optimistic, because old tech tends to take a real long time to be eliminated entirely. I mean, I remember being, you know, working at the big Kmart down in Southwest Florida and being surprised at just how long cassette tapes were still being sold to people. You know, I felt like everybody had CD players, but apparently not everybody had CD players. They were still, you know, cranking the tunes on their cassette decks through the late 90s.
Probably still find a cassette somewhere.
You mean manufactured brand new cassettes?
Possibly, probably.
I wonder about that.
I know that there are still a few musicians that are putting out records.
Right. Well, records have, they've kind of had a comeback. Records have come back because some people say it's just better sound on a phonograph. But I don't know how I feel about that, but some people say that's true, and so they've come back. But I don't think that there's been a resurgence in cassette tapes. And same thing with VHS, 8-track. You know, are they still making new VHS tapes today? I don't think they are.
I don't know. I could not tell you the last time I actually saw a movie come out on VHS.
Yeah, they may still make VHS tapes as far as you can record something on them, those blank tapes, but I don't think they're manufacturing brand movie tapes.
It's time for a field trip down to the video store here in Keene.
I don't think you're going
to
find
just
VHS.
Just to see
in there.
What they if they have VHS. And who actually goes to a video store anymore?
Well, see, that's just it. You know, we're connected with this new tech. I mean, you know,
with Redbox, Redbox.
This is the vending machine you'll find out in front of grocery stores.
Video rental vending machine.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I used to rent videos from there, or actually I would buy the video from there,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes they'll have stuff on sale for $5.
Oh, really? Okay. And?
Well, I would buy it from there.
But you don't anymore?
Renting.
But you don't anymore, or you... I mean,
well, I don't know where Redbox is around here.
There's one at Price Chopper, I think.
Okay.
But if you... I thought Redbox was a rental thing.
It is, but sometimes they will sell, like if it's something that's been out for a while.
So when's the last time you rented a video?
I honestly cannot tell you the last time I rent...
Since the existence of Redbox, though, right? So within the last few years?
I don't think I've actually rented anything out of I've bought stuff from Redbox. Mm-hmm. I've bought stuff from like the DVD exchange where you can purchase stuff real cheap and then go and resell it. You know, so I've purchased DVDs, but I honestly could not tell you the last time that I rented a movie.
I have rented something at some point within the last 6 years because there used to be a Blockbuster Video here in Keene. They have since shut down.
Yeah. Well, the entire Blockbuster chain went out of business.
No, that's not true.
Every Blockbuster that I knew existed 3 years ago is now closed.
They've closed a lot of stores, no doubt about it. They've downsized seriously, but I thought
the entire chain went out.
If that's true, then maybe I totally... Well, then Blockbuster.com, it's still, you know, that still exists.
Okay, so apparently I was mistaken.
Yeah, unlimited in-store exchanges. They still have their Blockbuster Total Access program, which competes with Netflix.
Okay.
But gives you the extra ability to actually take the movies in-store.
You just have to live in a really, really, really large city to have a Blockbuster near you.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have been closing down, and video stores have been having a tougher and tougher time. But, you know, you've got to give credit where credit's due. The local video store here in Keene does a great job of marketing themselves. You know, there's still something about, and maybe we're...
Mom and pop.
It is a mom and pop, yeah, but it's a big one, and they do a good job. Maybe, you know, maybe it's just being old-fashioned or something like that.
Yeah.
There's just something about browsing that is... You know, you can't duplicate online. You can't see as many titles at once online. You're not looking with your full vision when you're online. You're just looking at a window of your vision. And so it's a different experience that can't be manufactured in a web experience. Is walking down the aisles of videos, you'll see something there that you wouldn't otherwise see if you were online.
Right.
But, of course, then, you know, the online has the benefit of, oh, well, we know what your viewing habits are. And so we're going to suggest things to you that our computer system and algorithms think that you're going to like. But going back to what we were talking about, where you were, you know, shocked that VHS tapes might exist still or whatever, because we kind of live in this bleeding edge of tech world.
Yeah.
And you have to always remember that there are still people out there who don't even have internet. There are people out there.
They live in, like, Africa and Asia, right?
No. They probably live within, you know, a mile from you. And they don't have internet. I mean, Mark just got DSL out where he lives, and he was using satellite until then.
The people up in Grafton, they connect to the internet with carrier pigeons.
Well, they've got DSL out in Grafton now, too, but and you're talking about a place in New Hampshire that's kind of out in the woods. Actually, really out in the woods.
Yeah.
So we're seeing internet penetrate further out into rural areas, for instance, and certainly satellite internet exists. But you have to be interested in these matters to seek them out. And there are some people who are completely satisfied with the way things have always been. Oh, I've got my satellite or cable television. What do I need internet for?
Newsweek.
I've got my...
Oh, wait. I don't have a copy of Newsweek after January.
I've got my rented DVD. You know, I've got my newspaper, and they don't, you know, they don't see any reason to change. It's always been this way. It works. So why bother going forward with it? And that's the same thing I was talking about with, you know, I was shocked being a young person. Knowing what the trends of technology were, that someone would still use the very inferior audio cassette format, but fact is, there were still cars that were being manufactured with audio cassette players into the last decade.
Yeah. You know, and I actually owned a video cassette player as recently as 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what movies I watched on it, but I still have some VHS tapes.
Sony Betamax is still being manufactured, but it's only used by the professional video producers out there.
Well, it's much better than the VHS.
It is better than it's a better product than VHS, but it's also still, it still pales in comparison to the new digital formats that exist. But
true.
It's still there, for all those legacy operations that are still using the old systems. So this is kind of an interesting side to our discussion about payment methods. What old tech is still out there and still being manufactured that we don't really even know about?
Mimeograph machines.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
You don't know? Okay. Me and you were not that much different in age.
No.
Okay. When you were in elementary school,
yeah.
Do you remember the teacher having this round machine that she would turn a crank on to make copies?
No, we never had that.
And getting the fresh copy and smelling it because it had that new copy smell?
Never had that, man. They had copying machines.
Okay.
They would go to the office and get copies there.
Mimeograph machines are a very old technology on how to make copies.
And are you saying that they still exist, or were you just speculating that they might still exist?
I'm speculating that they still exist.
Because I remember carbon paper. I bet kids today don't know what carbon paper is.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
carbon paper, mimeographs.
So what technology... Yeah, they're still manufacturing typewriter ribbons, too. I mean, those things still exist as well. So, what old tech is still out there that for sure is still out there that would surprise us or surprise our listeners to know that, what? People are still buying fill-in-the-blank? So I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
Do people still use the newspaper presses, like what Gutenberg invented, the movable type?
I have no idea.
They have one on display. If you ever go to the Keene Sentinel and walk inside, they have an old one on display.
Like a museum thing?
No, just on display.
But they're not using it.
In the office. Yeah.
It's like a more museum piece. It's not being actively used.
No, it's 855-453,
the SACL CAI toll free line. Add to the discussion or bring up anything.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking old tech, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. And you can shop for whatever it is you're looking for there, because it's Amazon. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to, with the same awesome selection, the free Super Saver shipping, the great discounted prices, the same Amazon prices you're used to. You're just going in through our links, so Free Talk Live will be given a cut of Amazon's profits. So it's no different to you, except for the extra moment that it takes to go to shop.freetalklive.com. And since we're talking old tech, what better place to find the products you're looking for? I was just poking around here during the break, and they actually are manufacturing Blu-ray / VHS players. So you can have all in one device the ancient technology of VHS from the early 1980s, late 70s, mixed in with the brand new, hot, within the last 5 years kind of tech of Blu-ray.
I'm waiting on the 8mm VHS Betamax Blu-ray combo.
For maximum legacy capabilities. So also, there are some things you just can't get on Amazon, like howtowinincourt.com. They've got quite the package that is only available through howtowinincourt.com. And if you've ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend the money on all the money that you'd have to spend on an attorney, howtowinincourt.com is your solution, and it's the course for people who don't have or don't want an attorney, like me. That's typically how I am, although I do have an attorney right now, but that's only because he was willing to come on for free. I'm not willing to pay attorneys for their crazy rates. This can help you. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's brand new and improved. It used to be known as Jurisdictionary. Now it's howtowinincourt.com, and it's written so the average 8th grader can learn it over the weekend. Their website's brand new. It's got all kinds of free tools, so go there, check out the freebies, and then buy the course. It costs you less than an hour with a good attorney, and it'll last you a lifetime. howtowinincourt.com. As we continue, we started talking about new tech as far as Starbucks is introducing
Square Wallet.
Square Wallet. They're going to be accepting this at 7,000 plus Starbucks locations, which will make it so you can use your smartphone to pay for your coffee. And, you know, that's cool. How well it'll end up working out, what the adoption rates will be, those all remain to be seen. How many other businesses will pick up the Square Wallet? When you go to their website, they don't really tout, you know, 20,000 businesses. They don't really tell you how widely accepted the Square Wallet is. So, it's hard to say right now. But if more companies like Starbucks start picking it up, it'll only be a good thing for them. You said there were some concerns you had, but we ended up going off into, maybe we can come back to payment methods later, but we ended up going off into a discussion about old technology and how surprisingly long it takes for it to kind of just peter out. I mean, if you go to the video store, presuming you even have one in your town, you're probably not going to see VHS tapes. And it kind of brought us into a conversation about VHS and whether or not it still exists. And VHS, I believe, blanks are still being manufactured. If you look for VHS new releases on Google, the first result that comes up is a website that offers videos to correctional institutions. So you'd think that if VHS were being manufactured and purchased in any significant manner, that it would, some sort of store would show up when you search for VHS new releases. So it doesn't appear to me that that there's very much coming out, if anything at all, on VHS. But maybe we're just looking in the wrong place, and you can clue us in at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. According to the New York Times, for movies, some immigrants still choose to hit rewind. South Korean immigrants flowed into Hwangje Video in Queens on a recent afternoon. Now, this story is published this year, so this is a relatively new piece.
I'm guessing you're not talking about people forking over like $30 for the DVD rewinder.
No, okay. No, that's a funny product though. Beloved, is that like basically a joke gift that you buy
it
somebody?
Is.
Beloved, so they drop off their rentals and pick up new ones. Beloved South Korean soap operas, including Dumb Mom and Delicious Life, were especially popular. But the customers were not dealing in DVDs. They wanted their movies and television shows on video cassette. Thousands of the cassettes lined the store shelves. Thousands more were stacked in neat piles on the floor. I'm old-fashioned, Jung-gae Park, age 66, said as she picked out three video cassettes, her weekly allotment. In the age of online streaming and Blu-ray discs, there's still a place where the bulky VHS cassette endures, the immigrant communities of New York City. The survival of the format may speak to a frugal strain among some immigrants, particularly those who are older, who seem more reluctant to embrace the throwaway, ever-modernizing consumer culture of America. Why upgrade to today's technology? Those old cassettes do just fine. The immigrant very much values what they did not have, said Orlando Tabon, a leader in the Colombian community of Jackson Heights, Queens, who runs a travel agency and tax preparation office. He says if it still works, they still use it. In Harlem, a Singhalese-owned store stocks cassettes with movies from the expanding African film industry. In at least two shops in Queens, one owned by a Pakistani and the other by a Bangladeshi, supply Bollywood films on video cassette. Bollywood is the Indian version of Hollywood.
Yes.
Is that right? On video cassette to the borough's large South Asian population, Latinos with a lingering preference for the format shop at Peruvian-owned store in Jackson Heights. In interviews, the store's owner said video cassette sales and rentals, though now only a small and shrinking slice of their business, were sustained in part by older immigrants who seemed less inclined than the young to adopt new gadgetry. South Korean immigrant named Jisook Choi, age 60, another customer at Hwangje Video, said she owned a DVD player, but never used it. She says, whatever I want to watch, I cannot play it. Ms. Choi said as she rented two tapes, both Korean television dramas. Anyway, she added, using video cassettes, quote, feels like an old Korean tradition kind of thing, unquote. The owner of Hwangje Video's Young Woo Kim, age 52, opened his shop soon after he arrived from South Korea in 1989 when video cassettes were still the reigning format. They now account for about 30% of his business, he estimated, a far higher percentage than at many other video stores that still stock video cassettes. Many of his customers come for a steady diet of new Korean television shows and films, and everything on cassette is also available on DVD, but many people prefer the old format. So,
when I think old Korean tradition. I do not think VHS player.
Apparently so. And I just, you know, another question is, this is New York City, so how much of this is going on in the small rural town kind of areas in the rest of the country where, you know, there's some struggling old video store that still has their old inventory of VHS tapes, and they're still renting them out? I know that when I was at a gas station in, I don't even remember what little town, some little town here in New Hampshire, we had just stopped off to, you know, grab some gas real quick, went into the gas station, they had an old spinner, one of those spinner racks. It wasn't a very large one, but it was a, you know, little spinner rack with VHS tapes on them, and they were so old, the covers had been sun faded. So like they were somewhere near the window in the gas station.
Wow.
They'd been there for so long. I mean, we're talking about products that have probably been there, sitting there for years
years. 2 years.
These were not new releases. You know, they're still sitting there. Presumably someone's coming in and renting them. Otherwise, I guess they're just wasting the floor space.
And just out of curiosity, I Googled new releases for Laserdisc.
Those things have been stopped for years.
The last large format, or the last large release for the format, was Phantom Menace in 1999.
Yep, that's right. Shortly after The Matrix. I was actually a Laserdisc buff when I was growing up, so I was very aware of the decline and end of Laserdisc. Let's go to Michael. I think this is Michael Dean calling from Freedom Fiends. Hey, you're in Wyoming. What's up?
Yeah. Archaic technology is a favorite topic of mine and on our podcast, Freedom Fiends, because I'm 48 and my co-host is 28, and I'm constantly mentioning things that he doesn't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like flash cubes.
Don't know that
there's
one.
A town in Wyoming that has a population of one, Lost Springs, Wyoming, and they have a store there, and they still sell flash cubes.
What is that?
that's a new
one. Oh, wait,
no,
for cameras. For cameras, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. The flash cube.
Yeah, I remember those. I remember selling those at Kmart. If you want to continue the old tech talk here, stand by. We will return in moments. 855-453. So my question still stands, and maybe Michael will be able to answer it, or maybe you can, at 855-450-3733. The question is, what old tech is still out there that we'd be shocked, surprised to hear is actually still being purchased or rented or whatever? It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ever wondered what you do if you were seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
And right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.